August, pleasure, and pleasures. God's good pleasure and uprightness, August 1st. I know also, my God, that thou treest the heart, and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. Christ is pleased with his followers when they show that, though human, they are partakers of the divine nature. Not by their wealth, their education, or their position does God estimate men. He estimates them by their purity of motive and their beauty of character. Moral perfection is required of all. Never should we lower the standard of righteousness in order to accommodate inherited or cultivated tendencies to wrongdoing. We need to understand that imperfection of character is sin. All righteous attributes of character dwell in God as a perfect, harmonious whole, and everyone who receives Christ as a personal Savior is privileged to possess these attributes. Be ambitious, for the Master's glory, to cultivate every grace of character. In every phase of your character building you are to please God. This you may do, for Enoch pleased him, though living in a degenerate age. And there are Enochs in this our day.